Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Thanks for tuning in to our bonus episode preview. This is just a short sample of this week's exclusive Patreon episode. You can hear the episode in its entirety by becoming a member at patreon.com/indoctrination, where you'll gain access to all of our exclusive episodes and merchandise.
All right. Well, everybody, welcome back to the second half of our very first of many. We are committed that there are many of these Seek Safely summits. The summit is a series of talks and discussions about what it looks like to guide the self-help community towards a more responsible future. We'll discuss some of the problems, some of the deconstruction and healing that's needed, and where we, those of us that have been impacted the most, can see we can do better. And we can bring this industry forward to be a safer and more ethical place for all of us lifelong learners. I am Ann Peterson. I am the founder of Illuminate Life and the host of this summit. And really out of my commitment from my book that I wrote earlier this year, really taking apart my experience, my own culty experience, being part of a large personal development company and working my way all the way to the inside, to the top, and then finding out some really disturbing information. And I set me on having to really reevaluate and relook at what I had given 25 years of my life to and sorting out the value I got from, you know, the damage that I have since learned about. So anyway, that's my passion and what has me be here. And I'm so happy to have met the folks at Seek Safely, which really gave me a way forward to continue to be a part of the industry that honestly I love so much and be a part of making it a safer and more ethical industry. So that's really what Seek Safely opened up for me. And so I'm thrilled to be hosting today. And our session now is featuring Dr. Glenn Patrick Doyle, who is a trauma specialist, a podcaster, so co-host of the Seek Safely podcast and the Seek Safely board president. Dr. Doyle entered the psychology field because of his interest in self-help and personal growth. He earned his Doctor of Psychology degree in 2000 and has been in the private practice since 2011. Dr. Doyle's clinical work has focused on inpatient and outpatient treatment of complex trauma, particularly adults who are abused or traumatized as children. He's presented multiple times at the International Society for the Study of Trauma and Disassociation and the American Psychology Association. Dr. Glenn is passionate about making effective, safe, empowering psychological and behavioral tools available to as many people as possible and uses his social media channel, at Dr. Doyle Says, to reach a wider audience. He joined the Seek Safely board, the Seek board, in 2019 and became board president in 2021. I do have to say a big shout out for Dr. Doyle Says on Instagram, which has been one of my therapists for about 4 years now. I really, really love it. I look forward to those posts. And then also joining us in this session is Rachel Bernstein, podcaster also of the podcast Indoctrination, an excellent, excellent resource, and a cult education expert. Rachel Bernstein is a licensed marriage and family therapist and cult specialist. Her areas of expertise include family and relationship counseling, in addition to cult intervention, cult recovery, and reacclimation expert. Rachel is also the host, as we said, of the weekly podcast covering cults, manipulators, and protecting yourself from systems of control. Each week, she sits down with former cult members intervention experts and people who have left narcissistic and controlling relationships of all kinds to hear their stories and discuss their experiences. And I have a special thank you and shout out to Rachel as we've been hosting a group for those of us kind of understanding to understand and discover what how we've been impacted by our own participation in culty and high control groups. And that has been an incredible experience actually to work with Rachel a couple times a month in that group. So with that, I am thrilled to introduce you both and bring you in. Anything you want to say as we start? So I have some questions. I know you guys have lots of stuff you want to talk about. So I'm going to kind of turn the floor over to you for a few minutes to introduce yourselves and say anything you'd like to say. And then I will jump into the questions if we want to go that route or whatever you guys would like.
Every time, like, so I've been on your podcast and every time Anna Peterson introduces me, I think, wow, that guy sounds awesome, right? like she's got this gift. Am I right? Like she's got this gift of like pumping us up and like, wow, I want to meet that guy. Thanks so much for Anne for hosting this. And hello, how are you? This is our official Seek mascot, Abby Rode the cat.
Hi.
I also want to give a shout out to everybody who is here today. Cause like I said this morning, like we always knew that, you know, to make meaningful change in the self-help paradigm, the self-help industry, it's going to come from the bottom up. It's going to come from those of us who are invested in the ecosystem, not so much from the regulators and not even really so much from the industry itself. It's going to come from us. It's so great to see everybody's face. Jesse, in particular, your beard is like the star of my Zoom screen right now. I want you to know that. Like this has been incredible to kind of watch all morning. I'm like, how can I do it? Just to share briefly, I started my journey into psychology. Like I wouldn't be in psychology if not for self-help. Like, you know, say often it saved my life once upon a time. And I often say too that if everyone had been involved in the self-help industry to the extent that I was involved, like I read a bunch of books. And if that is where it began and ended with everybody, we would not have a need for an org. But the fact that the self-help industry sprawls into this business of large group awareness trainings and courses, and in some cases, communes, if you can believe that, right? This is kind of what we're looking at in terms of, you know, wow, there really needs to be some meaningful reflection on the ecosystem that we're really creating and sustaining here. I remember when I interviewed for graduate school and they asked me, like the woman who became my advisor, who was interviewing me for grad school, asked me, what are your goals in psychology? And I said, well, you know, really, like I'm interested in trauma. I'm interested in addiction, you know, partially because I'm in recovery myself. But I'm like, what I'd really love to do is I want to write self-help books. And she looked at me and she went, and I'll never forget the look on her face. She goes, why? Why would you want to do that? But to me, that highlights something that's really, really needed. That the fact if we leave kind of the self-help paradigm to folks like James Arthur Ray. And by the way, we can talk all day about James Arthur Ray. Jenny and Jean and I contributed to a 6-part podcast about James Arthur Ray, the guru podcast, right? We could talk all day about that guy. But if we leave the ecosystem to guys like him, that's what we're going to be left with, right? We really need people who have experience from the bottom up in the self-help paradigm and who have training and experience in therapy and how the mind actually works, neuroscience, these kinds of things to really be contributing to the zeitgeist. That's why I'm thrilled to have all y'all here. Super thrilled to have Rachel Bernstein here. Thank you so much for doing this. Love your work. India Oxenberg and I kind of chit chat on Instagram. I know we're mutual acquaintances. Anyway, that's my disorganized spiel. Jean has such a calm spiel. I always have kind of this manic energy. So I'll turn it over to Rachel.
Thank you, Glenn.
So yeah, and I am so happy to be here. And Glenn, it's really a pleasure to be able to speak with you and get to know you today. And it's lovely to see familiar faces and new faces on the screen. It is quite an important thing to put together something like this. I also know how much work it can be. So I, you know, kudos to everyone who was able to manage all of this and for the vision of it. It is something that I care a lot about because when you get involved in a cultic group, there is this exponential impact from not only the people who are harmed by it, but the people who are on staff, the people who recruit, who then have this moral injury, and then they're left with guilt or shame. And so it affects people on every level. People who are well-meaning, people who, out of the goodness of their heart and true intention, are using the techniques, the teachings that they've learned to, quote unquote, help other people, only to find out that that might have actually harmed, but that it's not their fault. And where do you go? And how do you deal with this in-between space of feeling responsible, even though it wasn't your fault? And that can carry with you for a very long time. Part of the reason also that I care about this is that I love self-help. I love when people take a moment to say, I'm interested in self-care. The problem is that these kinds of groups become a perversion of that. They use people's openness for that kind of self-care and turn it into something selfish. They make you feel that you're doing something wrong by caring for the self. And so it's not that self-help needs to go away. It's just the people who get to the helm of it, who introduce people to this kind of perversion of it, a perversion of what it's supposed to be and what it could be, that's where I get really, really frustrated. And it's a waste of people's time and energy. Also, the idea that people are going for empowerment, but then they have to deal with someone abusing their power in that kind of role of helping someone become empowered. Also, you know, without your knowledge or consent. I also think, yeah, going into, you know, this era of the internet, how many people can reach other people just through very sort of glossy advertising? I tell people, if they're trying to find a spiritual guru, make sure they're not backlit, because you know that they cared more about appearance than content. But I think that, you know, when you have that, and now in this age of people being able to reach millions of people in one day on one click, that it's unfortunately the ones who least deserve your attention and your respect, who are the ones who are sort of the most inclined to, without any humility, say, I have the answer. And it's the ones who have that kind of humility and conscientiousness and don't want to have that hubris who say, I might have some of the answers for you, which is much more true, much more honest. But people are sometimes drawn to the absolute message. And it's the ones who are very willing to be absolute are the ones you shouldn't be listening to. So it's a dangerous world out there in terms of people advertising and using their ego to advertise.